My name is Farida Khawaja. I'm an emergency medicine trainee currently based in Hobart and originally from Pakistan, and sharing on communication today, which is from my experience of research in Central Australia while I was working there. The ability to communicate effectively is the cornerstone of engaging safe, respectful, appropriate and effective clinical care. All of us approach an encounter with a patient in myriad of ways. Repeatedly in our clinical practice, in any of the numerous encounters we hear of how mistakes occurred because shared hearing did not occur. Here in Tasmania, a young diabetic man I saw in the emergency department disengaged with the services provided because he couldn't understand what was being said. His request to explain simply wasn't heard. Cross-cultural settings, particularly, can be harbingers of much confusion. In cross-cultural settings, attention to the detail in communication, the subtle nuances of words, nuances of body language, listening, being open to learn, and seeking assistance of language brokers becomes even more important. Being unwell often is a time of vulnerability and upheaval in a patient's life and has tremendous implications for their families and relationships. This vulnerability can be debilitating for people who also come from minority backgrounds, situations of disadvantage, and living against the odds. For some Aboriginal persons, to seek medical assistance in the dominant medical paradigm, foreign to what he or she may be familiar with, is a very disempowering experience. The system itself is layered with so many complex, confusing, fragmented parts that it is a great challenge to navigate. Good communication can be a simple and powerful tool to aid a person's journey through the healthcare system. In the numerous interviews conducted with patients and healthcare providers in Central Australia, a recurrent message is listen. One of the Aboriginal elders I interviewed emphasized, "You need to listen to us." He acknowledged that doctors are busy, but he still said, "Please listen." He asked to be heard. The listening was about one with entirety, with the ears, mind, heart, and body. Listening with entirety also includes an attitude of approaching a person with respect, with kindness, sincerity, and attention. Time constraints, multiple responsibilities, coordinating a caring response between many providers can make it difficult to communicate effectively. Yet, communication underpins quality care and possibly having care responses that reduce patient encounters with the healthcare system and time wasted due to confusions. In every encounter, it is important not to stereotypically respond to a person. Tips provided in these podcasts are about introducing some tools, but are largely about developing awareness and sensitivity. Some of the insights shared by healthcare providers and patients about how to improve communication are underpinned by the attitude where we are all equally valued human beings and should be treated equally. In Central Australia, healthcare providers spoke of building rapport with a patient, where you have a yarn, know the person for beyond the illness they have presented for, sit side by side, paying attention to the listening, and ask about the patient's home, their place of origin, language, their family, and their story. Knowing that being unwell in a foreign environment is disempowering, try not to tower above a person in a domineering way. Be attentive to the tone of voice. Some issues people like to whisper about, or address in confidence. Hospitals and presence of large numbers of people, physicians, staff, and family are not conducive to the sensitivity required to respect a person's privacy and confidentiality. The hospital system can be intrusive and repetitive, where from the ambulance staff, triage nurse, intern, registrar, admitting doctor, consultant, the patient is often repeating the same story. Patients get tired of the repetitiveness. Some practitioners glean history from past medical notes, notes of the ambulance officers and the triage nurse. Then they further enhance the history by asking questions to confirm a history and to clarify any points. Such an approach to history taking helps to reduce patient irritation. People engage more as they've been heard in the previous questionings, and the history taking can be more efficient. In addition to the above tools, it is important to allow for silences. In our rush schedules, we often push for quick responses. An Aboriginal patient's way of showing respect may be to consider the questions in extended silence and respond when ready. Sometimes it is impossible to wait, and largely people acknowledge that when a situation is critical, the doctor should address the care needed first and then take the time to talk. For some Aboriginal people, interrupting and asking questions is considered disrespectful. Some may also find it shameful to acknowledge not knowing or understanding. It is very important for healthcare providers to ensure patient safety. I find clarifying my name and role, plus acknowledging that what is happening in a hospital may be something completely new, difficult, and frightening, helps to ensure patient safety. Importantly, reiterate that we feel it is important for a patient to know what is happening. It is important for the patient and their family to consent with clarity and to feel safe. So if they have any questions at any time, to ask for the nurse or doctor so that questions can be answered. Knowing that for certain people, English may be their fifth or sixth language and the medical concepts or procedures very foreign, it is important to talk slowly and simply, not to dumb down the information, but to elaborate more. Perhaps with the addition of pictures, people like visualizing what is happening. One of the young men with severe ischemic cardiomyopathy was very proud to have seen his heart during an angiogram and how the blood vessels became visible. He understood what was happening and was happy to go ahead with coronary artery bypass graft. He refused the support of the Aboriginal health worker in translating. He was confident and assertive in asking when he didn't understand. For others, it may be very important to involve the Aboriginal health worker or the Aboriginal liaison officers early to ensure cultural and language safety and create the space for clear communication. For any healthcare provider, communicating effectively can be a challenge, but putting the reflective thought and honest effort into improving one's skills can be personally enriching, rewarding, and beneficial in the care of our patients. So, in summary, have an attitude of respect, kindness, sincerity, and attention. Listen. Listen deeply. And have a yarn. Have a yarn with the patient and build rapport. Know the patient beyond their current illness. Respect a patient's privacy and confidentiality. Try not to repeat questions. Confirm previously given history and clarify where there are gaps. Allow for silences. Ensure patient safety in the healthcare encounter. And seek help from Aboriginal liaison officers and Aboriginal health workers. And mostly enjoy the journey.